To begin, take a deep breath in and hold it for 3 seconds, and as you let it out, let go of any tension or tightness in your body. And as you do that, you become more and more relaxed, and the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. Go ahead, take another deep breath in and hold it for 3 seconds. And this time, as you let it out, let go of any thoughts that might be swimming around in your head so you clear your mind, and that causes you to become more and more relaxed. And the more relaxed you get, the better you feel. Go ahead, take another deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and this time, as you let it out, let go of any emotions or body sensations that might be getting in the way. And as you do that, you go deeper and deeper into a place of relaxation. I want you to know that everything is going to be okay. The first thing I want you to do is think of a time when things were going great, everything was okay. When you think back to that time when everything was okay and things were going great, I want you to go back to a particular moment when that was happening. And when you get back there, I want you to see what you saw back then. See it fully and completely. And I want you to hear whatever was going on back then. And as you do those two things, you get to notice in your body that you start feeling that feeling of everything's going great, everything's okay. Notice where you feel that. Place your hand on that spot in your body and just get familiar with that feeling. That feeling that everything is going okay, everything's great. I know right now things seem challenging and it's hard to figure out, you know, how things are going to get better. But one of the things you can do is you can decide how you want the future to be. And one way to do that is to make a movie 6 months from now when everything is going great. You're back at work. Your family's back doing normal things. We can go out, we can see each other, and life's okay. I want you to make a movie 6 months from now when everything is back to normal, maybe even better. Make a perfect movie of how you want things to be happening 6 months from now. You might be improving your relationships with people that you love the most. What does that look like? How is it improved? How are you different? How are they different? And as you're making this movie, I want you to think about the kind of work you're doing. What is your relationship with your coworkers, with your boss, with your employees? How is the relationship with your customers? Just envision that so everything is going perfectly well. Get a good sense of that. Now I want you to think about 6 months from now, what's the relationship with your kids? How do you show up to that relationship? How do they show up to that relationship? Just think about what would that look like 6 months from now if everything was going perfectly. And then I want you to think about your neighbors. What's the relationship with your neighbors? What's that like 6 months from now if everything was going extremely well? What's your relationship with your community? What's your relationship on that spiritual side of things with your church, synagogue, mosque, or temple? Just envision that going exceptionally well, things going perfectly. And last but not least, I want you to think about what's the relationship you have with yourself? The level of self-esteem you have, the level of confidence, the level of power, the level of certainty, the level of compassion. Make a movie of your entire life 6 months from now where everything is going exceptionally well. And when you have that movie made, I'm going to give you another 30 seconds to get that movie just right. Then I want you to come back to me. Welcome back. That was a nice journey, right? Envisioning what you want to have happen in your life, that whole 360-degree life, right? And now I want you to figure out how to make that perfect life better. And one of the ways you can do that is to take on the director's role. You made a movie of that life 6 months from now. As you look at that movie, as a director, you change things, right? What would you change to make that movie better? What would you change to show up better for your family, your friends, your bosses, your community, your church, your God? Now you may choose to be that director that can figure that out, or you might say, you know what? My coach from high school would know how to make that movie better. Or Oprah Winfrey or Abraham Lincoln or whoever that person you're thinking about could look at your movie and give you advice, give you coaching on how to make that movie better. So either you make that movie better or you channel in someone that you know of to look at that movie and figure out how to improve it. I'm going to give you a minute to make that perfect movie even better. Welcome back. Now you've done two things, right? You've made this perfect movie of the life you truly want, and then either you are the director or you invited a director to make that movie better. And now we get to the third step, where you step into the movie and you fully experience that life 6 months in the future. So you're living it, so you see what you're gonna see, you hear what you're gonna hear, you feel what you're gonna feel, you smell what you're gonna smell, you're gonna taste what you taste. Basically, you're programming your mind, your neurology. This is exactly what I want to have happen. I'm gonna give you a minute to live through that movie, programming your subconscious, programming your neurology. This is exactly what I want out of life. Welcome back. And now I want you to see yourself a year in the future, that your life is going exceptionally well. You're happier, you're more powerful, you're more certain, you have better relationships, you're accomplishing more. And as you see that you out there in the future, a year from now, living it, breathing it, have that you float back in time and space to where you are right now. And have this future you step into your body. And when that future you steps into your body, whoosh, you program every single cell in your body to this is what I want to have happen. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to bring you back. One, you are more powerful than you think. Two, the power of your mind transcends time and space. Three, get ready to take on the rest of your day. And know with certainty that everything is going to be okay.